3:37 here on The Ticket.
What's on Mike's mind today? What's on Mike's mind? Everybody wants to know just what is on Mike's mind. Let's all gather around the fire and open up a bottle of wine. Cause everybody wants to know just what is on Mike's mind.
What's on Mike's mind today? What's on Mike's mind? Everybody wants to know just what's on his mind.
Bottom.
I don't think you let the string play out, Droobs.
No, the system didn't.
Oh, no.
So tiring.
Who's being leveraged here today, Shoopy?
Autoflex, Shoopy.
All right. Here's today's Wilt Chamberlain bullet point, his 1961-62 bullet point. That year he averaged 50 points a game. It was mandated by his coach. That year, prior to the start, he gathered his team around in training camp and said, look, for us to be any good this year, Wilt is going to average 50 points a game. And he did. So their offense was throw the ball into him and then get out of the way.
Was the team terrible?
He didn't have much around him. I mean, he had guys who were a little bit good at this or that. You know, he had a decent point guard. Although, kind of one who you could get in his head pretty easy.
Who was it?
Guy Rogers. But he didn't have many other...
Guy Rogers.
Yes.
Let me guess. White.
No.
He was black?
Actually, I think he was, if you can believe this, at this time, some sort of half and half thing. He was a very bright brother.
Some sort of half and half...
type thing.
Thing.
Yeah. Anyway, that year, Wilt was held to 30 or below three times.
Did the Mavericks do it once?
No. Mm. The Celtics did it all three times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A fellow sent us Wilt game by game, 1961-62, with field goal percentages, free throw percentages, the whole shot. And we counted up. How many times he was at 30 or below? And there were three
amazing
of those games that year.
Amazing.
I had an episode last night, an incident that happened.
You damn sure did. Have you heard about this yet, Cobra?
I told him.
You told him?
I don't know exactly what happened, but...
All right, here's what happened.
The same thing that happened to you 2 weeks ago happened to him last night.
Were you there?
Groobs, yes. And I were flanking him.
I've been a witness to both incidents.
So have
You're
I.
You're kidding.
No.
Yes, after the show, we were walking across the way to retrieve our vehicles. There is Danny. There is Shoopy. There is me. We're yucking it up. We're having good times and fun and everything.
We were being black friends, and we were talking about something that I was really interested in hearing about at the time, and after the episode happened...
That just got shunted aside. I can't even remember what it was.
I can't
either.
I just remember being into the conversation we were having, and then, God, what a derailment that was.
And long story short...
Where were you?
Exactly where you were.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Long story short... There was a curb there, and I saw none.
Oh, good God.
And that's what happened.
Was it as violent as mine?
Not quite as violent, but it took forever. It was a fall.
When I fall, I don't go down easy.
This was a fall that happened in like five stages.
Oh, no.
And then in about stage four, I'm thinking, I might have been able to stop this.
See, it was falling towards Danny,
kinda,
basically.
Yeah,
I kind of fell a little bit to my...
To your left.
Yeah, to my left,
yes.
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a forward fall. There's no doubt about it.
But were you trying to save yourself?
Yeah, I was. I was trying to maintain my feet, but... Yeah. You know how falls are. When you fall somewhere in there, you realize that there is nothing you can do about this.
Did you have anything in your hands at the time?
Had your backpack on, didn't you?
Yeah,
he had his
but
glasses.
It was over my shoulder.
Okay.
And I had glasses that went flying everywhere. Yet somehow survived.
And you know what's funny is both times, you know where this happens, is about 10 yards from the entrance to the W Hotel.
Right.
In front of about 6 valet guys and hot ass.
Yeah.
Now, thankfully, Mike, yours happened not on the night of an event. Corby's happened smack dab in the middle of Mavs-Lakers, I think. Or it was one of those games.
Yeah,
there was something going on.
There was a crowd.
Yeah, I didn't recall much of a crowd,
no.
Thankfully,
yeah.
Last night.
Now, I had no injury. Did you? So you were wearing your little Keens, weren't you, yesterday?
No, I was wearing tennis shoes.
Oh, you yesterday. Had real shoes on?
Yeah.
Okay, so did you kick the curb?
Yeah.
Did it hurt your toe?
No, it didn't hurt my toe. You know, when you fall, you reach that point to where you realize that this cannot be retrieved, so you start trying to protect yourself.
Yeah.
And I was able to break it somewhat with my hands, but my right knee hit pretty hard.
Oh.
And I got a nice little strawberry there today.
Ooh. Yeah, he showed me that in the shower.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Station shower.
Yeah.
After we finished working out and
yep.
stuff.
The station workout
buff.
Room.
Yeah, right.
That's
we
gone.
Got all that up here.
That's gone, too.
Are you sore? Because typically with you, anything that is out of the ordinary, you suddenly are incredibly sore.
Yes. And no, today I'm not. The only thing that's sore is my knee where the strawberry is. That's hurting like
bottom.
Hell.
Yeah. See,
but, you know, I thought I was going to skin my hands up a little bit, and I still feel it kind of, you know, but they got out of it okay.
My dad is, he's the clumsiest son of a bitch on the planet. Just no doubt about it. The guy got hurt in every single thing that he ever did, whether it was, you know, an athletic endeavor or just walking down the street. And I feel that I'm headed that way. I feel that I'm going to be the clumsy, stumbly, bumbling dad, just like my dad was.
No, you won't.
Dude,
you're light on your feet, man.
So was he. But I'm telling you, it was uncanny how often the guy would just fall on his ass for no reason. Or get hurt, get hurt shooting baskets with the kids and stuff. Just running into the, you know, back then, they don't have the real cool basketball goals they have now. You just had the thing you shoved in cement, the giant pole.
Right.
You know, my dad would separate four shoulders at once running into the pole and stuff. Oh, God, kids. Son of a bitch. Oh,
or
man.
Get cut block going full speed into the barbecue grill.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Going teeth first into the side of a trampoline while he's mowing the yard. You know, just crazy random stuff. My dad always got hurt. We'd go skiing, and the guy, one time he came back. And, or he didn't even come back. Like, we go back to where we were staying. I was in, like, fifth or sixth grade.
Mm.
We go back to the lodge or whatever. My mom's like, I don't know how to break this to you, but your father has been rushed to the hospital. I'm like, what? He was going down some, you know, some run with big bumps, and he slammed over a bump. And as he's trying to catch his fall, the ski pole that he has, like, slices his top lip almost off.
Wow.
Yeah. And he has to drive 2.5 hours down to Denver with his buddies.
With his lip hanging off.
With his lip hanging
wheel.
Off, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. So he had a sweet mustache for about 2 years after that.
Well, there was one difference in between Mike's fall and your fall.
Mm-hmm.
Something that didn't exist after Mike's fall or during was laughter.
You were worried about him?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, when it happened to me, all I heard was groups go, oh, Corby.
And you know what? I think I said basically the same thing last night with Shoopy.
Yeah, you did.
I think
you
I said, oh, Shoopy. I don't know why I do that. I never see people fall, and
you
I get scared.
You don't offer any assistance.
No.
It's, no,
it's
I get
some sort of remorse.
That's
oh,
all right.
I get scared for my old friends.
I just appreciated your condolence,
we're
Shoopy.
So old. You know, combined, we're over 100.
I know.
God.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I can't remember exactly when the last time I did it was, but I remember the last time it happened. And that time I slipped in the shower.
Dude, that is recipe for breaking bones.
Yeah.
Or cutting something open.
I just fell right on my ass. I mean, it just went
in the shower?
Yeah, went right out from under me, right on my ass.
What were you doing in there? Did your legs get real tense at one point?
They did, yeah.
Lose control?
Before that magical moment.
I'll tell you what.
So what happened to you?
I kicked the curb, dude.
Same
I probably
thing.
Kicked
same
the same
thing?
Yes.
It was the exact same thing.
I had my lesbian shoes on, and I was walking, and I didn't see the curb, and I kicked it, and I mean... Phone, wallet were both in my hands. They went flying.
And then you had a big glass or cup of water, too.
Yeah.
That went flying.
Yeah. I dropped everything.
It made it look even worse.
I threw everything, knowing that I needed to brace myself, or
if
else
you had,
I was going
you were
teeth
hit your,
first.
Yeah, you're going to hit your chin.
Yeah. So you make tough decisions in life, Mike, and that was one of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you do. You do.
But it was really... It was such an old man move. It was so embarrassing. It's just like, and then of course the people beside me, they didn't even look at me or say a word, but then I get on Twitter about 10 minutes later, nice fall, dumbass.
It's probably one of those jack wagon valets over at the W.
Oh yeah.
Well, unfortunately, if I hadn't brought it up, I probably would have gotten out of this scot-free, but it was just too good.
My last severe one. Which was very similar to y'all's, and I consider that severe. It's when you just don't stop yourself,
yeah.
And you end up on your ass or on your face. Was, and I'll never forget it. 2001 NBA playoffs, Mavs Jazz, here, and big tray of nachos and two sodas.
Oh, you're at the game?
At the game, walking all the way up to where I'm about third from the top row, and lost my footing. Face first, have to let go of the nachos to brace my fall. Cokes, cheese sauce, chips, jalapeno peppers just flying everywhere. And there I am on my knees with my hands just covered in queso and chips.
Oh, God.
Coke with, running down the stairs.
Oh, yeah. In front of 20,000 people.
It's not fun. And you know what? Typically.
Date was there.
Typically, falls are really violent.
Mm-hmm.
They really are.
You're not expecting it.
No. No.
You don't know what to do. I'm not the most graceful son of a bitch to begin with.
Oh, yeah. See, seriously, it's like a redwood falling down when you go. You know, lanky body of yours falls down in pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So his had different... It was like an opera. There were different stages of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You know, there was the first stumble... And then I stumbled forward for a couple steps. I was trying to...
I thought you were going to catch yourself.
Yeah, I was trying. I was trying really hard because the last thing I wanted to do was hit the deck with these two sons of bitches there. That is the last...
Well, it's better to just falling it over than have like four or five
yeah, I know.
Parts
it,
to it.
It probably is, but that's not the way I roll. I mean, I...
Did you end up on your back or anything?
No, I ended up on my
on his knees.
Yeah, I was on my knee.
Okay.
And then after I realized what had happened, the next job became to get back up and get going like it never happened.
Yeah,
he recovered quickly. This was not some old man fall. This was strong, and he recovered real quick. There were no broken hips or anything like that.
Embrace the fall. You don't need to
freak him out a little bit. He was. Shuddering or something.
He was like, wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, it hurt.
Wow. I can't remember the last time that happened to me. Wow.
Yeah, I probably went all hammer on everybody.
Well,
but it hurt, man. Damn, it hurt.
Well, the only thing that this says is, guess who's next?
I'm just going to push you down.
Just get it over with?
Yeah, why don't you just get it over with? And then the rotation can be reset again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Danny.
All right, it's 3:51. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Up next, NASCAR.